In today's Mishnah, we're in the first and second Mishnah from the fourth Perek Masechta Chal. The Mishnah begins, Shnei Nashim Sasu Shtei Kabim. We've got two women in this case that each produce small amounts of dough. They each use only one kav of flour to produce their dough, meaning that they're both exempt from separating challah. However, the Mishnah continues, V'nagu zeh bazeh. The two doughs were in contact with each other and they're bit into each other. And normally, if they're owned by one person, that would combine the two doughs now to be above the minimum shear, and one would be required to separate challah. However, the Mishnah continues, Afilu hem mim min achad. Even if they are from the same species, so they're both produced dough from wheat flour, Mishnah says, Peturim. The two doughs do not combine together, they're still considered independent. Why is that? Because each of the women are makbid, they're particular on their own issa, so therefore they do not combine. The Bar Tanura adds that even if they produced the dough together, so it wasn't independent and they combined together, they brought the flour separately and they combined it together and kneaded the dough together, since at the end of the day they were going to separate them, they do not combine. However, Mishnah continues, Ubizman shehem shel isha echad. If, however, these two doughs belong to one woman, then min bemino, if it's the same species, they would combine, as we've explained already, you learned earlier on the Masechta, and therefore it would be chayev, she would have to separate challah. However, if it's shelo bemino, if they're two different species, which we'll explain exactly how we qualify that in the next Mishnah, then we'd say it's patur. Even if the two doughs are really in contact with another, they would still not combine. Just to add one point, the Bar Tanura says this is not only the case of where they're noshchim, the two doughs are really in contact with one another, they're biting into each other, but this is also if they're placed in the same basket, the laws would be the same. As we've said previously, that the sal being in the same basket is mitzarfan. Let's continue. Mishnah Bet says, Ezehu min bemino. How do we classify what's considered min bemino, meaning same types or same species? So Mishnah says, Hachitim ein mitzarfim makol. Wheat flour does not combine with any of the other grains. Only one it combines with, Elaim HaKusmim. Only one dough it would combine with is spelt. So in other words, if a woman had some wheat dough and some spelt dough, and there were Noshchim Zebazeh, they were in contact with another, then they would combine to make that minimum shear, and she would be required to separate challah. Mishnah continues, HaSeorim Mitzarfotim HaKol. Also, barley flour, dough made of that would combine with any other doughs. Say from spelt, rye, oats, except for chutz min achitin, as we explained, wouldn't combine with wheat. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, he continues. There's different explanations here, whether he's arguing, whether he's explaining. Let's see what he says first. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Shar haminim, all the other species, so that is spelt, oats, and rye, they mitzarfim ze im ze, they combine with one another. So what do the Chachamim say about this case? We've got three different understandings. One is Chachamim disagree, saying these last three species do not combine with one another. Another explanation is that actually there's a suffix, the Chachamim have a doubt. And whereas another explanation is, no, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is not actually arguing, he's having to explain the opinion of Chachamim. Those are the Mishnahs today.